I think it is appropriate that I begin by saying Happy New Year to you.
我想当我说新年好，这实在是很合适的。
I was told I should wear red today.
大家告诉我应该穿红色的今天。
This is about the most red that I have.
这就差不多我能穿的最红的东西了。
I want to take a moment to ask Bruce and Susanna to come up and stand with me.
我想花时间请 Bruce 跟 Susanna 过来跟我站在一起。
How many of you saw the PowerPoint or the presentation that Colleen Dorado did last month after worship about Kairos?
你们多少人上个月看到 Colleen 她做的关于这个这个抓紧时机她所放的 Kairos 的那个 PowerPoint?
Okay, quite a few of you.
不少的人。
You remember...Prior to that presentation was one that was in Chinese.
你其实在这个之前呢就有一个中文的这个介绍。
Because the Chinese program, I mean the Kairos, has been translated into Chinese.
因为抓紧时机这一个训练课程已经被翻译成中文了。
Both Bruce and his wife Susanna have been through the Kairos training.
Bruce 跟 Susanna 他们已经经过了这样的训练
and they are trained as facilitators.
他们是训练之后可以来帮助是做老师的这种训练
We use that word facilitator because it's not a series of lectures or sermons.
他用这种帮助者他不是说因为这个不是好像是一种讲课这 一系列的讲课
We want to help you makebiblical discoveries about what God is calling you to do.
因为我们想帮助你能够在圣经上看到上帝在呼召你要做什么。
Now, good news.
好消息。
Some of you might struggle a little bit with English.
那你中间可能有些人英文不是你的强项。
My brother Bruce, whom I've known for a long time,
我这位弟兄 Bruce 我好像知道他好多年了真的
about an hour and 30 minutes
大概一个半小时
Bruce was born in Taiwan
Bruce 在台湾出生
but grew up here in the US
但是在美国长大的
so he knows both languages
所以他两个语言都很清楚
his wife Susanna is from mainland China
Susanna 他的妻子是从大陆来的
and of course she speaksThe Mandarin language.
所以他讲的是华语。
That's important because during the course of Kairos, if you're struggling to understand, they can explain.
这很重要。当然，当你上这个课的过程之中，如果你有点不太懂一些地方，他们两个就可以成为很好的帮助。
Probably one or maybe two of the groups when we get together.Might be in the Mandarin language.
那我们中间可能一个组或甚至两个组可能就会用中文来讲。
I say that because I feel it is urgent.
我如此说因为我知道这是非常紧迫。
Bruce, if you stand right here, this will pick you up okay.
Bruce, 你要在我旁边就能够听见。
You can speak in either English.
你用随便你用中文英文讲都可以
She can translate whatever way just
反正有人帮你翻译
I asked both to say just a word about Kairos
所以他们两个分别我会让他们两个分别来介绍一点点关于抓紧时机这个功课这个课
Did you
English you can go for English
Okay English So we were very happy to be here and to have this opportunity to share the course with you.
我们能够在这个地方还能跟大家来分享这个课程非常的高兴。
We completed the course at AFC in Paradise a year ago.
我们在使者那个地方一年之前刚刚完成这个课程。
And only last month we completed the facilitators course.
上个月我们完成了这个关于老师帮助者的这个课程。
Only because that was the first time it was offered, on the East Coast.
因为这是因为第一次在东海岸才头一次来给这样的课程。
So we waited a long time to become facilitators.
我们等了很久才成为这样的老师。
And even before that, there weren't too many Kairos courses offered on the East Coast.
在这个之前，在整个东海岸，这个抓紧时机的训练课程没有多少。
So we know the Lord really loves this church because you have this opportunity that not many other churches, other brothers and sisters have.
所以我们知道神特别爱这个教会，因为这个教会所有的这样的时机、这样的机会是很多教会没有的。
So I do encourage everyone to register. There is a limit of 25.
我实在是激励弟兄姐妹都赶紧登记，因为我们只能收25个人。
And the course will open your eyes.
这个课程将会开你的眼界。
To what God's heart is for the world.
让你能够看到上帝对这个世界的心。
For His church.
对他教会。
And the timing is perfect because this is within the 40-day prayer time.
这个时间也特别的合适，因为正好是40天禁食祷告我们这个时间。
So if you complete the 40-day prayer ministry along with the Kairos course.
如果你能够在这个四十天这个祷告过程之中，这个在祷告的时候又能够完成抓紧时机这个课程。
I promise you, after March, you'll be a transformed person. You'll be a transformed Christian with a completely new view that is from God.
我坚信。如果这个在三月份你完成这课程之后，你会成为一个更新改变的人，更新改变的基督徒，带着上帝的眼光来看这个世界。
And as Dr. Dorado had mentioned, we're not teachers, we're only facilitators, 导师，我们只是导师。
哦，就像Dr. Dorado 刚才说，我们不是老师来教导，而是导师来帮助。
We will facilitate to help you.Draw from God's word what He wants you to see and do.
我们帮助你能够看到从上帝的话语之中，他想让你看到什么，想让你做什么。
English style. 我跟 Bruce 呢是在五年之前，上帝因着我们两个人共同对宣教的心智，所以把我们组合成为一个家庭。那
It was five years ago because of our.Shared commitment and interest and burden for the mission field that God brought Bruce and I together to become a family.
Amen.
我们也因着上帝在我们家庭中对我们宣教的呼召和提升我们对宣教的视野和心智，我们的家庭蒙受更多的祝福。
And because of our ongoing involvement and support of the work that God is doing around the world on the mission field, our family has experienced greater and greater blessing.
所以当这个课程还没有来到东部的时候，我就一直在期待，因为那个时候我知道他是在西岸开始了中文的课程。
So even before the Kairos course came to the East Coast, I had already heard about the Chinese version of it being offered on the West Coast.
那我参加了这个课程之后，我自己的收获非常的大。那同时呢，我也感觉到这是我在参加的很多的一些宣教培训中是我受益最大的课程之一。
I've experienced so much blessing as a result of participating in Kairos. And in fact, I've got to say that among all the different mission-oriented training courses that I've ever participated in, this has been the most helpful.
所以我非常鼓励弟兄姐妹可以能够来参加这个课程，让我们每个人都可以成为一个胸怀普世的基督徒。
So I encourage everyone here to consider participating in this offering of Kairos so that we can all really come together in greater unity to serve on God's mission.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
谢谢你，谢谢你们，非常感谢。
Now,Bruce and Susanna have threatened me.
Bruce and Susanna 还威胁我。
They said, if I'm not done preaching at 12:30, they're going to get up and walk out.
他告诉我，如果我十二点半没有完成，没有讲完道，他们站起来就会走。
But you may go.
不过你们是可以走。
They're ministering across the river in Jersey at the Chinese church.
他们是在另外一个 New Jersey 过河之后，另外一个华人教会在那边服事。
And so at 12:30, they're going to have to go to continue in that ministry.
所以他们十二点半就一定要离开到那边去服事。
I can't tell you how excited I am that God has given us this gift of Bruce and Susanna to work with me and with Colleen and the others of our staff. We'll all be having part. We'll all be working together.
我真的没有办法表达我自己的这一种激动，这种激动的心情。当我知道 Bruce 还有 Suzanne 他会跟我们整个这个团队一起来如此来服事。
Now, it is time to look into the Word of God.
让我们一同来看主的话语。
There are two passages that I want to read.
有两段经文我想读一下。
The first is in the 12th chapter.Of Genesis.
第一个是在创世纪第十二章。
It's a very familiar verse.
是我们所熟悉的经文。
And you will be introduced to this passage again when you come to Kairos.
当你来参加抓紧时机这个训练课程的时候，会重新来读这些经文。
I'm going to read just the first five verses.
我只来读前面五句经文。
Listen to the word of God.
来聆听主的话语。
The Lord had said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great.And you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Go ahead, just read those.
Three.对，我们先读第一节到第三节。好，大家，如果你圣经打开一二三，请。耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示的你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，你必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”
The second passage is in the third chapter of Galatians.
第二段经文是在哥罗西书第三章。
And I'm just going to read verse 6 through 9 and verse 14. 6 through 9 and verse 14.
我们是
The reason for this passage.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians 3.
加拉太书第三章第六节到十四节。
And I'm just going to read verse 6, 7, 8, 9.
就说第六、七、第九、第八、第九。
And then verse 14.
然后第十四节。
Now, the reason I want to read this passage.
我之所以要读这句经文，这段经文。
Is because here Paul shows...That the blessing that Abraham received is now the blessing that you and I receive.
因为保罗要显示亚伯拉罕他所得到的祝福是今天我们所接受的祝福。
Abraham raised up a nation of Israel that were God's people.
亚伯拉罕还有这个以色列的国家那个人民是上帝的子民。
But now you and I have been redeemed through Jesus Christ, and so we are part of God's people.
现在你和我是因着耶稣基督而得到了拯救，我们就是上帝子民的一部分。
Listen to the word of God. Galatians 3:6-9.
加拉太书第三章六节到九节。
Paul writes, consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. That's you and me. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. And then verse 14, he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们一块儿来读第三章六节到九节，一二三，请。正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既要预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕，说万国都必因你得福。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。我们再读第十四节。使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Pray with me, please.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Almighty God, in these few moments, we expose our hearts and our minds to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
全能的神，在这短短的时间里，我们把我们的心还有我们的灵交给圣灵，求你带领。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
神的圣灵啊，做我们的老师。
Instruct us in the way we should go.
帮助我们，带领我们，让我们知道我们当行的路。
And we will say yes to you.
我们将会对你说，我们是，我在这儿。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Now, in your church here, EFC, I have been very impressed with the support that you give to mission around the world.
在我们台福教会，我实在是非常的、非常的高兴。我们对这个世界上宣教上所能奉献的这一切
，It is commendable.
这实在是要表扬的。
But now you have one deacon who is responsible for global mission.
我们中间有一个执事是专门管这种普世宣教的。
I thought it'd be nice to have a whole committee.
我是觉得他应该有一个委员会。
How many of you would volunteer to be on a committee of missions?
你们中间有谁愿意自愿来加入这一个拆船的委员会的？
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
有六口人。
Well, I have some interesting news for you this morning.
今天早上我有很有趣的消息给大家。
You are already on the mission committee.
你们都在这个拆船委员会里。
Did you not know that?
你们不知道吗？
You see, whoever it is that begins to follow Jesus Christ is called of God to be involved in the mission of the church.
你们中间无论是什么人，如果是被耶稣基督来呼召来跟随他，就是被呼召来加入教会的这个差传。
So I want you to know that all of you here this morning who follow Jesus Christ are on the mission committee.
我知道你们这所有中间所有的来跟随耶稣基督的人，就在已经被呼召进入这个宣教的委员会之中。
And then I asked how many of you would volunteer.
然后我就问你们多少人愿意来做一个志愿者。
I have more news.
我有更多的消息。
There is no such thing as a volunteer in the kingdom.
在神的国度中间是没有志愿者的。
I must confess I get a little upset at times when we refer to getting people to volunteer to serve Jesus.
当我每次听到有人说到你要让人去自愿来帮助来服侍耶稣基督，我就觉得不舒服。
We're not looking for volunteers.
我们不是来找志愿者。
We're looking for people who are following Jesus.Who are ready to respond to the command of Jesus.
我们是找人是来跟随耶稣基督的，他们能够随时做好准备来回应耶稣基督的这个呼召。
If anyone would come after me, he's got to deny himself, take up a cross daily, and follow me.
一个人如果要跟随我，就要放掉自己，来拿起他十字架跟随我。
Does that sound like a volunteer to you?
这听起来是不是像一个志愿者的味道？
We are commissioned by God to go into the world and make disciples.
我们是被神差派来走进这个世界，来使人成为门徒。
Jesus says, "All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth."
耶稣说，天上地上所有的权柄都给我了。
Go therefore and make disciples.
你们去，来使万民做门徒。
Does that sound like a request for a volunteer?
你听起来这像不像来找那些志愿者这个味道？
My friends, if we're followers of Jesus Christ, we are called, commissioned, and commanded to be His witness.
朋友们，如果是我们是耶稣基督的门徒追随者，我们就是被呼召、被差派，也被命令。去出去来传福音，来使人成门徒。
There is a very large, rapidly growing church in Africa.
在非洲有一个大型的、迅速增长的教会的这种运动。
It's called the African Independent Church.
它把它叫这个名字叫着非洲独立教会。
It came into existence when some of the Africans who accepted Christ told the missionaries, "Thank you, but please go home."
这是因为有些在非洲的一些基督徒，他们信主之后，他们对宣教士说，谢谢你们，你们可以回去了。
We can do what God has called us to do without your help.
没有你，我们可以在没有你们帮助情况下来做上帝呼召我们要做的事情。
And the African Independent Church was founded.
所以这个非洲独立教会就成立了。
And it's growing rapidly.
它迅速的在成长。
But I learned something that to me is very interesting.
那我发现中间一些事情特别有意思。
They have eliminated the use of the word.Missionary.
他们就不再使用宣教士这个词。
They said when you refer to missionary, people think that there are some people that are a little better.
他们说当你用这宣教士这个词的时候，就好像有些人就是更好一点点。
Or there are certain people who are more responsible.To get the word of God out.
或者说，有些人好像是更有这个责任来把神的话语、神的道往外传。
The idea is, some are called, and the rest of us don't have to do anything.
这好像就是在说，有些人被呼召了，我们剩下的人就啥都不要做。
Do you see the problem?
你看到这个问题了吗？
And so they have eliminated the word missionary.
所以他们就不再使用宣教士这个词。
I don't know if you have a distinguishing word, but they eliminated the word missional.
他们甚至除掉了这种宣教的这样的一个词。
And they said our church is growing rapidly because we have all learned that we are called, commission and commanded of God.
He is witness. Our church
Okay, where did this call to mission begin?
这个被呼召来去拆船去宣教这个究竟是从哪里来的呢?
Well, it began, of course, in Genesis 12:1.
当然是从创世纪第12章1节就已经开始了。
That's a long way back, isn't it?
这好像是很久很久以前。
You thought the command to make disciples was in the 28th chapter of Matthew.
你可能以为这个出去是万民做门徒是在马太福音第28章那地方才开始。
Well, you're right. There is a command there to make disciples.
你确实是对，那个地方的的确确是有这样的命令让我们去使人做门徒。
But that's not where the call and the covenant of God begin.
但这个不是那种呼召，上帝的呼召，还有上帝所立的约的开始。
It begins back in the first book of the Bible.
而是从这个圣经中第一本书就已经开始。
God says, Abraham, come on, I want you to leave your home and all of your family.
上帝说，亚伯拉罕，你离开过来，我想让你离开你自己所有的亲人。
And I'm going to make you the father of a great nation.
我会让你成为一个伟大的国家的父亲。
That sure did not make sense to Abraham because he didn't have any children.
这听起来实在是没有道理，因为亚伯拉罕根本就没孩子。
But God was going to take care of that.
但上帝要来解决这个问题。
And he says, Abraham, you're going to have a great nation, and I'm going to bless you.
他说，亚伯拉罕，你将会成为大国，我会祝福你。
Now that word bless means so much more in the Bible. Than it means the way we use it today.
这个祝福在圣经中间内容是极其丰富，远远超过我们今天所用词的这种方式。
You recall the benediction I use every Sunday that I'm here.
你记得我们每个主日当我在的时候，我所用的祝福的那个词。
That's the benediction God gave to Aaron.
这是上帝给亚伦给他的这样祝福的话语。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
耶和华祝福你，保护你。
When the people heard that word bless and keep, it meant much more than it means to you and me.
当人们听到这个祝福这个词的时候，那对他们的那个感受，他们的经历是远远超过我们现在所听到的这种感觉。
What'd you say?
Should I do it?
God bless you.
你就说,
you see how glibly we use the word.
你就可以看到我们平时用这个词是多么随意。
When Abraham was told he was going to be blessed from God, it was a powerful moment in his life.
当亚伯拉罕听到上帝说将会祝福他，那是在他生命中是一个极其强有力的这个时刻。
But God goes beyond that.
但上帝走出超越这一切。
And he says, I'm going to make you a blessing.
上帝说我要把你变为祝福。
So the world, the nations of the world will be blessed by you.
所以这个世界万国都因着你而蒙福。
And then the children of Israel began to turn their back on God and go their own way.
然后以色列的子民就开始背叛上帝，来随他们自己的心意来行。
So the prophets were raised up by God to remind these wayward people that they were called to be God's instrument of telling the nations about Him.
所以先知们就被上帝来兴起，来提醒这些走偏路的这些子民们，上帝给他们的使命，让他们去告诉万国上帝的声音。
Do you have your Bible?
你有没有自己的圣经？
Would you turn to Isaiah, the 49th chapter, please?
能不能翻到以赛亚书第49章？
Though God had blessed Abraham, the blessing failed to carry on. Because the children of Israel became unfaithful to God.
虽然上帝祝福亚伯拉罕，但这个祝福没有能够继续下去，因为以色列的子民他们已经背叛上帝。
And so in the 49th chapter, the prophet Isaiah, beginning in verse 5 and 6.
49章以色列以赛亚书49章以赛亚先知说第五节到第六节。
And now the Lord says, He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel to himself, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, Is it too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, and to bring back those of Israel I have kept? I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth.
好，我们一块来读第四十九章五节到六节，一二三，请。耶和华从我要使雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。原来耶和华看我为尊贵，我的神也成为我的力量。现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列得保全归回，尚为小事。我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。
And so God calls Abraham that he might be a blessing to the nations of the world.
所以上帝来呼召亚伯拉罕，他能够将来成为世界万国的祝福。
But the children of Israel were not faithful.
但是以色列人不忠心。
So the prophets come and they call the children of Israel back to the purpose that God had for them.
所以以色列来使得这个以色列的子民，以色列先知来使他们这些子民能够回转，回到上帝最初呼召他们的这样的目的，让他们
that the nations of the world might see the glory of God.
所以这个世界万国将会看到上帝的荣耀。
In spite of all, there was still the falling away and the failing of God's people.
尽管如此，还是有很多上帝的子民一次次的失败。
So at the appropriate time, God came into the world in His Son, Jesus Christ.
也就时机到的时候，上帝来到这个世界，也就是耶稣基督，上帝的儿子来到这个世界。
Some of you that have been here for some time know that one of my favorite books in the Bible is Colossians.
你们中间在这边一段时间的弟兄姐妹就知道我非常喜欢的一卷经文就加拉太书。
If you have your Bible, turn to Colossians chapter 1.
如果你有圣经，翻到加拉太书第一章。
In chapter 1, there's so much about what God has done through Christ for us.
第一章讲了很多上帝借着耶稣基督为我们所做的。
But in verse 13,
在十三节，
Paul writes, For God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
对不起，是哥罗西书第一章十三节，他说到，如果你翻到，我们就可以一二三，请。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在他爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
As the prophets called the children of Israel back to God,
当先知就像先知把以色列人民
Jesus,
呼唤到上帝面前。
Jesus now comes to bring you into a fellowship with him.
耶稣现在来是把大家来呼唤回来，来与上帝来交流。
And so in the 28th chapter of Matthew, Jesus says to his disciples, now it's up to you to go, that the nations of the world will become disciples and learn everything I've commanded you.
所以在马太福音28章, 耶稣就跟门徒说,现在就是你们的时刻,你们要去使得万民在万民之中来,让他们成为门徒,来教导他们所,自己所有的一切,我一切的教导,你要教导他们。
Now that passage in the 28th chapter of Matthew is referred to as the Great Commission.
在第28章,马太福音第28章,我们常常说这是大使命。
But it's not the only place that God gives this commissioning to go and to tell.
这个不是唯一的上帝来让大家去来宣讲这样一传扬使命的这个教导。
Turning your Bible to Luke, the 24th chapter.
翻到路加福音第24章。
That's the last chapter in the Gospel of Luke.
这是路加福音中间最后一章。
And I'm reading from the 45th verse.
我来从45节开始读。
Verse 45, chapter 24. Then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses. Oh, I thought it said you need to volunteer to do this.
好,我们来读到第48节,从45到48节。 24章45到48节,123情。于是耶稣开他们的心窍,使他们能明白圣经,又对他们说,照经上所写的,基督必受害,第三日从死里复活,并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道,从耶路撒冷直到万邦,你们就是这些事的见证。好,可以停下来,好像这说我们是见证。
So you see, he is commanding them here to go and preach repentance and the wonderful truth of God's grace, forgiveness of all our sins.
这地方他是来差派他们,命令他们去传扬悔改赦罪的道,还有关于上帝那奇妙的恩典,能饶恕我们,给我们新生命这样的故事。
And who's supposed to hear this?
谁来听这些呢?
All nations.
万国,
everybody.
所有的人,
we've got to get the word out.
我们要赶紧传扬这个消息。
Then the Holy Spirit came.
然而圣灵就来了。Acts. 在使徒行传,
Pentecost.
在五旬节,
Jesus said to them, when you have received power from the Holy Spirit, you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth.
耶稣对他们说,使徒行传说,当圣灵降临在你们身上,你们就必得着能力,并要在耶路撒冷,犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Now, my friends, this sounds like a tall order, doesn't it?
朋友们,这听起来是一个很高的护照。
I'm sure you have in your mind that what we're driving to is to get you to buy an airline ticket to Africa or Asia.
你们中间可能在想,到底是什么给你这样的想法,让你去非洲,或者去其他地方?
That's not true.
这个不对。
Witnessing to the nations begins right here.
来向万国来做见证是在这个地方开始的。
In the community where you live.
在你所住的社区之中。
The people with whom you work.
那那些你和他们工作有工作的同事
the other students in your class
你班上其他的同学
parents with their children
父母跟他们的孩子
with our relatives our family
跟我们自己的亲朋好友
the mission starts here and now
拆船是就在这个地方此时此刻就开始
and the mission is to do what what is it
拆船究竟要做什么？什么才是拆船？
The mission is to tell people that the love of God has been made available to us.
这个拆船就是要告诉人，上帝的爱现在我们可以得到了。
And that every human need that we have is fulfilled by God through Jesus Christ.
我们所有的人所这任何的需要在耶稣基督里都能够成就。
And like Abraham, when we receive that truth, we're to go and bless others with that truth.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，当我们得到这样的真理之后，我们就去使得别人能够得到祝福。
You see, God in Christ is the only one who can effectively deal with the matter of alienation and depression that we have in our society today.
上帝在耶稣基督里是唯一的能够使得我们能够面对我们自己生活这种隔离还有这种压抑在这个社会之间的经历。
There are many people who feel alienated and alone.
我们中间有很多的人觉得跟与人隔绝，觉得孤独。
I'm sure that some of you may have felt that.Coming to this country and leaving your families behind.
我们知道你们中间可能也有这样的人，当你们离开自己的亲人，来到这个国家，把自己亲人
It was not easy.
这不容易。
Might have been very painful.
可能非常痛苦。
And there's that loneliness and alienation that so prevails that many people don't even know.That's what's happening to them.
这种孤独感还有这种隔绝的这种心态，很多人可能都不知道这是他们所面临的状况。
But listen to this passage of scripture.
来听这一段经文。
It's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
是在格林多后书第五章十七节。
You might know it by memory.
你们中间可能有人都能把它背下来。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ.They are a new creation.
五章十七节，好，一二三，请。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人了，旧事已过，已变成。
The old has passed away, and the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself.
好，第十八节。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。停下来。
Reconcile to God.
与上帝和好。
Fellowship with God.
与上帝这样交流。
Grafted into the vine.
被重新接在这一个葡萄枝上。
Adopted into the family.
被领养在上帝的家庭之中。
You see, the overcoming of loneliness begins when we have a new intimate relationship with God the Father.
当我们跟天父有一个新的亲密的关系，我们生命中间孤独感就会被除掉。
And with Jesus Christ.
当我们跟耶稣基督有这样亲密感。
And then with one another.
我们就可以跟所有的人，跟耶稣基督，跟所有的人就会有同样这样的关系。
It's only God that can meet the human need that is that where we are filled with a sense of guilt and anxiety.
因为只有上帝才能够满足我们的需要。当我们自己生命之中有这种罪恶感，还有这种焦虑感。
Buried deep within the hearts of many people is a sense of guilt.
在我们很多人心中内心深处有那种罪恶感。
It's one of the reasons why sometimes in casual conversations people get angry or even explode.
这就为什么我们平时有时候交流的时候，普通交流的时候，有人就会愤怒，甚至可以暴怒。
You think to yourself, what did I say?
你可能就问自己，我到底说什么了？
What was said just touched something buried down deep inside.
我们刚才所说的可能是正好触及了他内心深处埋得很深的东西。
It's the guilt they carry.
是他们在他们生命中那个罪恶感。
It's the fear of discovery.
他们害怕被人发现。
God comes and says, if you confess your sins, I am faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
上帝说，如果你认罪，我是公义的，我会饶恕你一切的罪。
Do your friends need to know that?
你的朋友需要知道这些吗？
Would there be people that would be rescued from depression if they learned that truth?
你们中间那些朋友，如果他们知道这个真理，他们是不是能够不再有抑郁？
I'm not asking you to volunteer.
我没有让你来做志愿者。
I'm asking you if you're willing to accept the commission of God.
我们在问你，你愿不愿意来接受上帝的这种差派？
And to be His witness.
来做他的见证。
And then.There are a lot of people that have no sense of identity in their life, no sense of fulfillment in their life.
我们中间也有很多人自己不知道自己的身份，也没有这种满足感。
People need to know that God through Christ alone can give us that sense of fulfillment.
我们要知道上帝借着耶稣基督，单单借着耶稣基督会给我们这种成就感、满足感。
Identity is a very difficult thing for some of us.
身份，这个对我们很多人，对我们有些人来讲是一个很难的一事情。
I can remember when my oldest son was born.
我就记得我的老大，大儿子出生的时候。
I was a pastor of a church down in Southern Chester County near Kennett Square.
我在Kennett Square, Chester County 南部那个地方，我在那边牧养教会。
People called me Pastor Jim.
大家就叫我Pastor Jim.
And then David began to grow.
这个教会开始成长。
Wonderful baby and a good-looking boy.
哦，我自己的儿子开始成长，大卫开始成长，非常可爱的孩子。
I went to the school to talk to the teacher and she said, Oh, you're David's father.
我就去学校跟其中一位老师讲，他说，哦，你就是大卫的父亲。
My identity just changed.
所以我的身份就开始改变了。
I used to be called Pastor Jim.
我原来是大家叫我 Jim 牧师。
Now I'm called David's father.
我现在就变成了大卫的父亲。
Colleen and I travel many places.
我太太跟我去很多地方。
She's the regional coordinator for Kairos.
她是在这个地区为这个抓紧时机这个训练课程，她是一个总负责。
She's on the national committee of Kairos.
她是在这个抓紧时机这个全国的这样的一个委员会之中。
She works for another.Worldwide organization developing curriculum.
他也为这个跨世界国际型的有一个福音机构，他在为他们准备课程。
So now when I show up, folks say, "You're Colleen's husband."
现在当我出现在别人面前，他说你是 Colleen's 丈夫。
So I went from being Pastor Jim, the David's father, to Colleen's husband.
所以我就从那个金牧师到大卫的父亲，站在到 Colleen 的先生。
Now I have a great grandson.
我还有一个真的是非常好的曾孙。
I'm going to get to see him in a few weeks.
几个礼拜之后我将要见到他。
Well, he's now about 8 years old.
他现在大概是八岁左右。
The last time I was there.I went to the worship service with him.
上一次我去的时候，我就跟他一块儿去敬拜。
And folks came up and said, "Oh, You're Liam's great grandfather.
Oh, 有人就过来就跟人讲你是 Liam 的曾祖父。
I got a problem with my identity.
我现在对我自己身份实在觉得不容易。
Am I Pastor Jim?
我到底是 Jim 牧师？
Am I David's father?
还是大卫的父亲？
Am I Colleen's husband?
还是 Colleen 的先生？
Am I Liam's great grandfather?
还是 Liam 的曾祖父？
Hey, I'm all of those things.
但是我是这所有的一切。
But I want to tell you something that's really exciting.
但是我想告诉你，有一件事情是特别的让我兴奋。
I'm a child of the King.
我是王的孩子。
I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我是属于耶稣基督。
He is mine and I am his.
我属于他，他属于我。
That can never be stripped from me.
这个是永远不能从我这点拿走。
For my identity today is in the cross.
因为我今天的身份就在十字架上。
As you can well imagine,Whenever a person stands up to preach, they also become subject to people's criticisms.
对，你们可以想象，当一个人开始传道的时候，他也会成为别人批评的对象。
But when your identity is secure in Christ, you can receive those criticisms.
但是如果你的身份在耶稣基督里是稳妥的，你就可以接受这些批评。
It may be helpful to learn something.
这或许可以帮助你，可以来学习一些东西。
Or maybe stop doing something.
或者让你不要做一些事情。
But the criticism does not do anything to my identity, which is in Jesus Christ.
这所有的批评都无法改变你自己的身份，在耶稣基督里这个身份。
Now.The message this morning is simply this.
现在今天早上这个信息也就是这样子。
From way back in Genesis, God has been calling His people to be His witness.
在创世纪的时候，上帝就已经在呼召他的子民做他的见证。
That witness is to be to the nations of the world.
这个见证是要在世界万国来做见证。
There are 6,648 people groups around the world that have never heard the name of Jesus.
在这个世界有6,648个这种族群从来没有听过耶稣基督。
That's about 3 billion people.
大概是30亿的人。
We will in the Kairos course introduce you to the names of every one of those groups.
我们在抓紧时机这个课程的时候，三月份的课程，我们会把这些所有的族群都向你来介绍。
You say, how are you going to do that?
你说你怎么可能这样做呢？
You have to come to the Kairos course to find that out.
你必须来参加这个抓紧时机的课程才能知道。
But those unreached people, my friends, around the world, many of them are coming to our communities to live right here.
可是这些已经没有听过福音的这些族群，在这个世界之中，很多人已经来到我们中间，成为我们的邻居。
I preached last week at the Baltimore EFC.
上个礼拜我在巴尔的摩台福教会讲道。
Colleen and I drove around the area.
Colleen 跟我就一起在那个地区开车看。
There are so many people from Korea living there that stores write their names in Korean, not English.
在那边有很多韩国人住在那边，他们的商店是用的韩文，不是用的英语。
There are so many Chinese there.
那边有很多的华人。
Thousands,
成千上万。
You don't have to buy an airline ticket.
你根本都不需要买飞机票。
No passport is needed.
不需要护照。
Right here in Valley Forge, King of Prussia, thousands that have come from unreached people groups around the world.
就在这个 Valley Forge King of Prussia 这个地区，就有成千上万的人从世界各地，特别他没有听到福音的这些族群来到我们中间。
They're lonely.
他们孤独。
They're anxious.
他们担忧。
They feel guilty.
他们有罪恶感。
Their identity is in their job or their title.
他们的身份是在他们工作之上，或者是在他们的名称之上。
They need to know that fellowship with God is possible through Jesus Christ.
他们要知道跟上帝的这种交流亲密的关系通过耶稣基督是有可能的。
They need to know that forgiveness of sins can be found at the cross of Calvary.
他们要知道这个罪的饶恕是在加利利的哥哥他的那个十字架上是可能发现的。
They need to know they can spend the rest of their life in fellowship with God and an identity in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们要知道他们可以跟上帝有这样亲密的关系来花他一生的时光，还他们的罪的饶恕可以在耶稣基督那里找到。
I was an interim pastor.At a Presbyterian church near the University of Pennsylvania.
我曾经在宾州大学中间有一个教会来做他们的代理牧师。
Every afternoon they would have a Chinese service at about 3 o'clock.
每天下午在三点钟的时候，那边会有一个华语的敬拜。
Their particular mission was to get to the university.During, what do you call it when you sign up? Admissions. Get there during the admission time and meet every Chinese student coming through the door.
他们中间有一个使命，也就是说当入学的时候，当新学期开始的时候，他们要跟所有的那边的华人学生都要来见面，能跟所有的都要见他们，希望他们能够进入教会。
They would extend an invitation to come.And have dessert in the home of a doctor and his wife right there at the university.
他们就来发出邀请，然后在那个地方，就是在那个大学城那边有一个大夫跟他的太太，就来请人来吃他们的点心。
And when they got to know each other, they would invite them to come to the worship on Sunday.
当他们认识他们之后，然后就邀请他们主日来参加敬拜。
But between time, they would be contacting them and talking with them and visiting with them.
在这个过程，在这个之间，就跟他们有交流，然后去访问他们，去看他们。
Many had never heard about Jesus Christ.
很多人从来没有听过耶稣基督。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
They were coming for post-doctoral studies.
他们来都是比如说是来做博后之类的这样的情况。
Almost once a month, I would baptize 2, 3, 4 of these students who were accepting Jesus.
几乎是每月我都会来为一二三四这样子学生还有博后为他们来实习。
And of course, they're only in this country for maybe a year or 2 years at most.
他们在这个国家也就只待一年，甚至最多两年的时间。
During that time, they're discipled and they're taught the scriptures.
在这段时期，他们就我们就做门徒训练来教导他们圣经。
And then, having been baptized as a follower of Jesus, they go back.
他们受洗成为耶稣基督的门徒，然后就回去。
And we have gotten word back from some of them who had found small house churches and have been able to go and be made stronger in their witness.
我就听到他们中间有人找到了那些家庭教会，他们可以参与，他们的信心被建立。
And the woman who provides the dessert for them, an American, she goes to China 3-4 weeks.Every year.
那中间为他们做点心的那个是一个美国的姐妹，她每年要去中国大陆大概3-4个礼拜。
And she goes and she teaches English as a second language.
她在那边是教他们英语。
But she also makes contacts with these people who have accepted Christ here and gone back.
他也去跟这些已经接受了在我们这边接受耶稣基督然后回去的这些基督徒去有交流。
My friends, let me plead with you.
弟兄姐妹们 我请求你们。
If God could open our hearts and minds to his vision,
如果上帝可以打开我们的眼睛打开我们的心来看到他的意象。
If we could find followers of Jesus Christ,who no longer view witnessing as a volunteer job.
如果我们能够找到基督徒已经不再把来见证上帝作为一种志愿者的这种。
Can you imagine what would happen in this place?
你可不可以想象在这个地方会发生什么事情?
It could explode really.
这可能就会爆炸。
With multitudes of people coming and seeking.
就会有众多的人来到我们中间来寻求主。
Multitudes of people wanting to know about this Christ who can come and forgive and reconcile and give me a sense of who I am.
就会来到这里来认识耶稣基督，他来到我们中间，来饶恕我们，与我们和好，给我们新的身份。
Are you willing to accept the command and the commission?
你愿不愿意来接受这样的命令，还有这样的差派？
Are you willing to accept the call of God upon your life to be His witness?
你要不要来接受上帝对你的呼召，作为他的见证？
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Almighty God, you have called.
全能的神，你已经呼召了。
Many of us have turned and pointed to someone else and have said, call that person. They'd be better than I.
我们中间很多人已经是转身指别人说，呼召那一位他比我强。
Some have said, I'm too old to do anything like that now.Leave it to the young people.
我们中间也有人说，我现在年龄太大了，来如此做，给这些年轻人吧。
Some have said I wouldn't know what to say.
我们也有人说，我不知道要说什么。
We have a multitude of reasons, Lord, for turning a deaf ear to your call upon our lives.
我们真的好像有好多的理由能够不愿意来听你对我们生活的对我们生命的这样的呼召。
Almighty God, open our ears and our heart.
全能神开我们的耳朵开我们的心。
And help us to respond in obedience to your call.
帮助我们可以顺服的来回应你的呼召。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们奉我主救主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 好。